Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, and in our metaphysics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I'll be joined later on by Mark Waltz. And Ortley, who is normally with us, is off watching Porgy and Bess. Can't miss tickets like that. So she'll be on next week. The last few weeks, we've had technical difficulties. 2 weeks ago, the whole Access Astrology was down. Last week, the power grid in my area was completely out as a frog had jumped on a transformer and short-circuited all the power for an hour's drive in either direction. Now that is interesting. We've got Mercury retrograde coming at the end of the month, October 31st. We are already in its orb, in its shadow, which is the area over which Mercury backs up in apparent motion while it's retrograde. And things are beginning to slow down and get complicated. Mercury has also been into a trine with Neptune, which is good for our intuition and imagination, but can make for some confusing communication skills and styles. And last few weeks, as Mercury was going through Scorpio, it has been opposed Uranus. It's just pulling out of that orb, which will bring up the technical difficulties. Now, it's an interesting process that the technical difficulties and the difficulty communicating. We saw that when Saturn and Pluto turned direct after many months retrograde, about 3 weeks ago and then 2 weeks ago, one planet, 1 week, one with the other, we saw, often when a planet turns direct after a long retrograde, you see the revelation of what's been brewing on underneath. Now, they went direct just about the time that the plans to impeach kicked in full strength. And that's been going on steadily now through the January 12th, when the Saturn-Pluto conjunction peaks. Now, I'm seeing a lot of work with Saturn-Pluto conjunction. I'm seeing many stories in my client list of people, problems that have come out, revelations of malfeasance, difficulties with old times, but there's also some gifts with that Saturn-Pluto conjunction. I'm also hearing people finding old connections to old spiritual traditions, which is really powerful. And I have on the phone with me Mark Waltz. Mark, is that you?
Hello, Heather. Yes, it's me.
Yeah, we were just talking about.
I'm phoning in from New York City.
Wonderful. We've been just talking about how the Mercury opposed Uranus, which is just clearing now, has brought us technical difficulties for the last few months. Few weeks, I mean. Felt like months, but the last few
it's
weeks.
It's about 3 weeks,
And I also see that along with the Saturn-Pluto both turning direct a few weeks ago and at the beginning of the impeachment proceedings, that communication is getting even more bizarre. Today, the president put out a letter and he just recently went through a progressed lunar new moon in Virgo. So often you see it's the end of one era and you have to clear your stuff up to begin a new era. He's right in the middle of that. Today he called the president of Italy, president who has a name like
president.
Manzanilla or something like that. He called him President Mozzarella 3 times at a press conference, much to the translator's horror. Yeah, but that trouble of the erratic communication style is having. You're giving us an amazing example. But there are other ways that it's working out for the better. Like people are finding they're unusually honest and they're speaking out clearly and interesting breakthroughs. The trouble with Mercury in Scorpio, though, is that there's a lot of energy being spent on vitriol and anger. I've never seen the Facebook quite so mean or angry, but less on how do we solve the problems. So I'm hoping Mercury is going to be in Scorpio for 10 weeks. Normally it's only 3 weeks in a sign, but it goes all the way to the end, retrogrades, goes back towards beginning, turns around and goes direct and moves forward again. So it's 10 weeks in Scorpio, and we have got to find good uses for it.
Yeah,
tell me
all
about what
be
you
experts.
See.
We're all going to be experts at Mercury and Scorpio.
By the time
it's good for research.
Mm-hmm.
Really, anything that you want to research and figure out what is at the deepest layer of it, it's good to use that energy for that.
Yeah, good focus, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, good for analysis too.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to do a crash course in psychoanalysis, this would be it.
This will be it, yep. Or for your own spiritual progress. Great for a meditation retreat.
Yeah.
But you may see a lot of
silence and focus.
Right. But when the tendency will be in wars to be a war of attrition and retrobution.
Yes, yeah,
rather
retribution.
Than quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And choose carefully how you want to spend your energy. Focus rather than react is what I would ask for all of us during this time. The war with Syria, we started to pull our troops out about 3 or 4 days ago as the sun squared Pluto. And we're seeing some of the results that are coming from that. The aspects are a little bit easier this week than last week. The full moon in Aries was beautiful, but also a bit of a doozy for some people. I found it kind of exhilarating, but I'm in a fairly safe circumstance.
Yeah.
Mercury opposed Pluto. Mercury sextiles Pluto weekend. Yeah, and that's good. Again, it helps us to go deeper and think things through and see what's going on. But just watch that Mercury-Pluto, Mercury and Scorpio can make us obsessive. Concentration is good. Obsession could be difficult. It's akin, make sure that you're not missing anything else while you're focusing on one thing. Would you say that? The obsession, sometimes we hide behind our obsession.
Yeah. Obsession can be really useful because it keeps you on point, but you need to come up for air. And also, when you obsess too strongly, you can make everything fit your theory rather than your theory explaining everything in a balanced way. There's a lot of insistence that comes in, so you need perspective.
That's a beautiful way of saying it.
Yeah, I guess that's why they have dissertation committees to help people with their dissertation, because you have to focus and be very close out all the distractions and really narrowly stay with exactly what you're trying to prove in your dissertation. But that's where you can really lose perspective. And that's why you have a committee of professors who look at it as well. And they say, well, I wouldn't go quite that far. Or maybe you should look at this and bring in that. And that's what we need with Mercury and Scorpio.
When you get our nose right, it can be like the bloodhound going through the forest with their nose to the ground. But they can miss, the deer in front of them or the hunter coming. It's that you can be so intense, it's hard to stand back and get a bigger perspective. But that's where you get a lot of work done.
If you notice you're doing that, then, come up for air, grab somebody and ask them for a little help with perspective.
Right. And we'll talk more about Mercury retrograde skills next week. We had one email from Kathy, but because it's following up on a question that Anne spoke to earlier, I'm going to take it next week when Anne will be back in with us. And
okay.
We have quite a few callers on the phone, so let's just start working through them.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's great to hear everybody. Okay. Area code 202-281, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? When's your birth information, and what can we do to help you?
Missed you guys. My birth information is March.
Thank you. Is March?
5th, 1980.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, PA, 1:29 a.m.
And what's your question tonight? P.M., did you say? 1:29 p.m.?
A.M.
A.M., okay.
A.M.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's only A.M. or P.M. You think I could hear it quickly, but I think I was moving on to the Philadelphia.
I might be a little muffled and laying.
Ah. And what's your question?
I would like to know if you guys see anything upcoming in terms of relationship. Yeah, I haven't really had much luck. I've been really focused on work, which, you know, we've talked about before, how that's basically going to be my thing, being focused
mm-hmm.
on work and kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, creating my legacy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I would love some serious campaign.
You know, you're a... You might need a dissertation committee, we're just saying, to help you find a relationship, because I have a feeling right now if somebody adorable was standing right next to you with stars in their eyes, you wouldn't even notice it.
Mm.
So you're in the last 11 months of a progressed lunar cycle in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
your focus, I mean, like your work, you know, soon it won't be so work, you know, in another 17 months, you're kind of relaxed and kind of floating on what you're doing now and able to get a little bit more cuddly. Pluto will be entering your seventh house of partnership, transforming your relationships. All that's coming up. But right now, I would say enjoy your friendships. Neptune is just getting off your sun. It's sitting on your Mercury. So your intuition is good, but not always about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'd say, how do you notice what's going on? I think it's so important that you develop that Aries side of you, because you're
mm-hmm.
born with a Moon-Pluto conjunction in Libra. And
mm-hmm.
the old pattern that you were trained in growing up was to give your power away in relationships.
Yeah.
And you'll never do that again. So
right.
it's important, like as you're building up your strengths, you're building up your ability to trust yourself in that. Is that what you see, Mark?
Yeah, that is true. And you're having to put a lot of things together for yourself and sort of restructure yourself with the Saturn and Pluto in late Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Because it touches on the other planets for you. You have several planets in the mid-20s.
Yeah.
So they're all having to answer to Saturn, Pluto. And that's really a restructuring. So the best relationship for you to look for is someone that will help you do that restructuring. You have to do the work
mm-hmm.
for yourself, but
mm-hmm.
to have someone who is willing to take a journey, that would be good.
Okay. And what part is what part of me am I restructuring? Is it, I know it's there in my like second or no, first going into second. Is it just me all around or?
Yeah, it's very fundamentally your sense of what empowers you in the world and what your core beliefs are and how everything grows out of that core. You know, it's a little bit like in the physical body, you have a core in the in the abdominal area, and everything comes out of that, like any movement that you make. You have to stabilize the core and reach from the core. And you're doing that psychologically now, and physically too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And it's a good strong time, but it's one that it's not light and romantic.
No, it's not. It's like,
but
so
as
lonely,
you build it up, as you build that confidence up, you will build up your the ability for you to trust, relax, and explore in a relationship. So it has to do with the relationships in the long run.
In the long run. And is that a, do you see that as like a possibility for me, or am I, do I, does my chart more look like,
No. Just give it another year, year and a half. And enjoy and date and flirt and have a great time between now and then. But it's more about feeling empowered and trusting yourself now so that you can actually open in a balanced and healthy way a relationship later. You're very relationship oriented.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, do I need to like slap myself out of it? I keep trying, you know. I can't help it.
You'll get there. You will. Okay. And
thank
you'll
you
feel
both.
Better.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. Take care.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay. And hello, area code 904-495. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks. I started having panic attacks. And I know you guys talk about cycles.
Yeah.
May
17th, 1968. Mm-hmm. What time?
Arlington, Virginia, 7:24 a.m.
And so you've been having panic attacks?
Well, they actually started January 29th of 2011, and I kind of got them under control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of got them under control, and then they came back with a vengeance. On the 23rd of September this year. So I was just wondering what's going on. When can I expect them to leave?
How are you handling them? What are you doing to treat them?
I've tried everything. Think of traditional medical stuff with actual medication, antidepressants, when I first started having them back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've tried to get off that, and I've been doing something called nutrition response therapy. It's based on kinesiology, applied kinesiology, and
that's great.
It helps.
Have
a
you
little.
Done any dialectical behavior therapy, cognitive therapy? Because you were born with Mercury in its own sign, very strong on a Mercury on a Gemini rising. So you've got a very active Mercury, and your tendency is to think that you, like your feelings can be a bit abstracted, like you think you should, you know, you think you should be feeling something in particular, and you're not always feeling that with the Moon in Aquarius. And Pluto is at the moment exactly square. It's been squaring your nodes, and it's back to squaring your Saturn. So it feels like there's some old fear that you grew up around. You were born with Uranus and Pluto in the fourth house, that you got in the habit as a kid of feeling the fear for other people in the family, feeling their panic, their worry, not knowing it wasn't yours. And your mind's in the habit of panicking rather than you're actually panicked about something. It's like a mental habit, and it has to do with what you know. So I'd love to see you do some real therapy, both about hearing what's not your problem, that's not that you carry for other people and how to let it go, and to do some very careful mind work so that you just begin to notice your thoughts and get in control of your breathing around your thoughts so that you become less attached to the to what they're thinking, because it's like they start to rev and you start to believe their story, but they're just revving. And we want to help you notice that they're revving and breathe with it and break that kind of nervous habit that you picked up as a way of handling problems that went around you, and it looks like it was happening from the time you were 3 until the time you were about 10. And that maybe not quite 10, but so it's early, so it's not really cognizant. It might take some hypnotherapy, but I would really take it seriously about how do you help yourself reset those buttons and retrain those nerves. It looks like it's a really good time in the next 3 months to do that.
Okay.
Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, definitely. And you do have the tendency to be triggered and reactive, and things sort of go on their own. They develop their own way of playing out that you're not in control of, but you have the illusion that you are. So, you know, you've done a lot of different approaches to it, and I'd say keep trying. The cognitive behavioral approach is probably worth a good try. Because you're trying.
I did do that.
Good.
I didn't feel like it really helped. I'm on to something called emotion code and body code.
Okay, all of those things.
That sounds
good.
Load
up your toolbox. Because what it feels like there's two parts to it. One, what were the habit of panic that you picked up in those early years, and how can you break the feeling that you need to do something about that? And the other side is, how can you help retrain your thoughts and nervous system to be in the present moment? And I think you're doing it. I think I want you to just keep going with this work. Your progressed moon is in Sagittarius, means that it wants to be free. And it's going to be it's still in your house of health for the next 6 months. It's coming to oppose that Mercury. So you're ready to be done with this. And I think if you really kind of put it on the front burner and say, what would it be like if I was free of this? How would I feel if I was free to this? And really focus on getting there. You could really make progress in the next 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
And really, really be willing to let it go. And that starts with letting go of the responsibility for it. Just become more and more the observer. Say, oh, here it comes again. Right?
Mm-hmm. Can you see what happened in my astrology on January 29th of 2011?
Hold on. January 29th, 2011. Was there an incident that set you off? Or did you just start up?
I had started acupuncture to help me sleep at night, but I was up late, and the DVR stopped from one program, and it was some kind of horror thing that was on, and I fell off an emotional cliff, and it's been 9 years of hell.
Well, I think it set something off then. I'm looking at the transits then. It said your progressed moon was in Leo going through the bottom of your chart. And again, I just, you know, what's going on now that I'm noticing is that Pluto is forming a trine, which is liberating, but it's still intense. It kind of digs things up. To your Pluto Uranus in the fourth house, and you were that Pluto Uranus in the fourth house. I feel like from the time your progressed Mercury squared that combination when you were about 3 to about 10. That's why I said those times. There was something going on around you that built that habit in. That horror story triggered you back to some early feelings. And again, I don't think something happened to you. I think you were feeling the feelings for other people that were panicked. So it's kind of hard to get at the story. That's why I want you to kind of say, I don't know why, but I'm here to heal from it. It also may be that it brought up something from another lifetime that you're here to heal and release. So consider some past life therapy around this if none of these systems are working, because Pluto's really helping you get at, you know, like, when did this begin? I remember one client asked, like, when did my relationship problems start in a hypnotherapy session? And she was back as a cave person back, you know, 10,000 years ago. So I'm like, okay, she'd been dealing with that one for a while.
Yeah.
I think this is, you know, I think this is an old pattern, and we just want to honor it and help you heal it. Okay?
Okay.
Now
thank
I'm going to
so
go
much.
On, but we'll keep coming back for support. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. And we've got time for, I think, one more. Hello, 917-826. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm calling, and I'm interested in exploring how new work opportunities look and how work is
okay.
looking overall.
And so when were you born?
11/21/88.
And time?
5:15 p.m.
And where?
Flushing, New York.
Flushing. And you're in, are you presently employed, or are you looking, or are you looking to change your work?
Presently employed, but looking to change my work.
Okay. And so, Scorpio, you were born the last, like, few hours of Scorpio.
Yep.
Mercury and Scorpio. Are you in a health-related field?
No, I actually I work in the entertainment field. I work in music, but
okay,
in the business
Venus and
side
Libra
of things.
in the fifth house. Venus and Libra in the fifth is good for that. But why, if you like it, why are you worried about leaving it?
I'm not worried about leaving the industry I'm in. It's more about the actual day-to-day work that I'm doing, and I'm just looking.
But I take it more seriously. Neptune is got another year in your house of career. Neptune will be out of your house of career and give you a little bit more room to see clearly where you're going within a year. Saturn is sitting on your progressed Mercury, so it looks like it's just been a drag lately. But Saturn, which rules your midheaven natally, it looks to me like you've got some, and Uranus is sitting, coming up to your moon again. I would say it's going to be, my suggestion would be that you don't hurry it up. That's not this month, that it's not next month, that with that, you know, when I asked about health, because you have such a loaded sixth house, but that also gives you the ability to really support other people. I noticed that Uranus is going to conjunct your moon. It almost conjuncts your moon, then it's retrograding back, and it conjuncts your moon in April. And that's when I think you might be switching jobs. Mark, what do you see before our – we only have a minute left on the show. But, Mark, do you see something to that?
I don't see a time frame exactly, but that would make sense what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That when Uranus conjuncts your moon, which only happens once every 84 years, in the springtime, you want to move home. And that's changes in where you live that you choose to make because it's a conjunction. And so I think that the work you do between now and then will help set you up. Work your contacts, work your process. There's a lot going on around you. People are going to see you more clearly in about a year, but already you're not in a bad place. You're phenomenal support behind the scenes, and you have a good reputation. So start, work your contacts and see where you go. Okay?
And be sure to make a list. Like, put down your your most favored aspect of the job, things that are the most important.
Got and it. Build from there. So
yeah.
We're off out of time. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
And to everybody, good luck for
yeah.
all, and have a wonderful week. Mark, anything last
yeah.
you want to say?
Thanks for tuning in, and give us a call next week, and we'll
and
see what we can tell you.
Wonderful. This is Heather Owen Robbins signing off from Montana, and
Mark Waltz,
Mark,
New York City.
Wonderful. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Very good. Bye now.